This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also check me out on my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do over the next 45 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We are out and about. We just got back from Alaska 2 weeks ago and California last week, and we're rearing up to get out and do it again, friends. We'll tell all and more about the up-and-coming events as they transpire. Again, friends, if you'd like to book us at any time, now is the time to do it. Again, 1-866-233-0747 to book myself, and we'll come out to your communities and shake, rattle, and roll. Remember, though, do keep in mind that it was none other than William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, who rightly said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. So I have to do is tell the truth now. So we'll do that for you if you would like, as long as you're willing to see it through. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I'm going to jump over to some of the things that we were talking about yesterday, because what we notice is day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, the American people put their ears up to the speaker of either the radio or the television to hear what the President of the United States has to say. And interestingly enough, we found yesterday that he's the one who appoints these terrorists and then deflects responsibility from the guilty after the crimes are committed, only to blame innocent Americans by attempting to set the narrative. Read Leviticus 26, verse 17 when you get a moment. Now, I'm also saying to that, friends, by blaming Americans, the innocent, it's interesting how Barack Hussein Obama has appointed to Homeland Security none other than terrorist-tied individuals to high-security positions in your country. But this is all a part of prophecy to a disobedient nation as well. It is perfect judgment, Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. We'll talk about more of that as we roll out the day here. But what's interesting to note, today on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we find that the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, remember the guy that said, he said that he was appointed to be there and be a voice to the plight of the Muslims. Did you hear what I said? Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary, another appointee of Barack Hussein Obama. He said that he was appointed to be the voice to the plight of the Muslims. Well, keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama is appointing these terrorist-tied Muslims to high-security positions in your government. Now, I want you to understand, namely in the Department of Homeland Security, which, keep in mind, dictators established, such as, going back to Adolf Hitler again, Fatherland Security. It took him 6 years to destroy the Constitution. This is exactly what they've been doing in this country since September 11th. You are under attack, America. And to further solidify my point, just today, going back to the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, he sees all Americans as a threat. Gun control has to be a part of Homeland Security. Did you hear what I said? The one that's been appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, Jay Johnson, Security of Homeland Security, they call him the chief, right? The one that gave voice to the plight of Muslims, that's what he said he was appointed for. He said that all Americans are a threat. Not illegal terrorist-tied Muslims that come into this country. He said all Americans are a threat. Gun control has to be a part of Homeland Security. I'm saying that slow on purpose because here's one of those I told you so's. You know, have you ever taken the time to pull the curtain back on these anti-gunners? I mean, here, folks, New York mayor, everybody knows Michael Bloomberg. By the way, he's a sodomite. And it's interesting he has all these armed security guards around him, protecting him from the people that he's supposed to serve. Michael Bloomberg in 2006 organized mayors against illegal guns to enhance gun restrictions on citizens city by city. Huh. Remember, friends, these people are appointed to uphold the Constitution, not to tear down. But the Second Amendment Foundation says perhaps he should be focusing on the mayors themselves, not the residents of their citizens. In other words, there's people out there that are pulling the curtain back on these anti-gunners. Michael Bloomberg created this group to further his personal agenda of public disarmament, explained SAF founder and executive vice president Alan Gottlieb, whatever you want to call him. But within the ranks of his organization, our research has found several politicians who have been convicted of various serious crimes, thus making it impossible for them to even finish their terms. These are the anti-gunners. So, therefore, what's been discovered is one mayor was convicted of perjury and embezzlement. This is an anti-gunner. Another was convicted of attempted child molestation. This is another anti-gunner. And yet another one who's convicted of assault and racketeering. This is another anti-gunner. This is a mayor, friends. There was one who was convicted of bribery, fraud, and money laundering, and another who was convicted of domestic violence. So therefore, many of these elitist politicians can no longer own firearms. Why? Because they're felons. These are the anti-gunners, friends. And it's the same thing with what we're dealing today all across the boards. You look at Hillary Clinton. Here we have it again. Anti-gunner. Folks, why does she have security guards, namely the Secret Service around her, protecting her from the people that she's supposed to serve? Because the American people know that she is no longer serving them, nor has she ever in the history of her political life. Everybody knows that she's a criminal. Okay? Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. Everybody knows he's a criminal. He's an anti-gunner. And why is he an anti-gunner? Because he's appointing your sworn enemies to high positions and security positions in your government because they don't, while plundering and destroying this country, they don't want any opposition. Therefore, they need to disarm you. And isn't it interesting, yesterday too, friends, we found out that the Orlando shooter, not only was he a sodomite, but it's also interesting to note that he worked for the Department of Homeland Security, where his dad is actually a Taliban sympathizer, as did he co-host a show for the Taliban in Afghanistan. So it doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that,
QL1. 3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just kind of scanning the scene in the city tonight, and I noticed that percent of Americans disapprove of Barack Hussein Obama. 88%. The Congress has an 11% approval rating. Yeah, I just thought I'd add that to what's really happening, folks. My goodness. Yesterday we were talking about how the FBI was looking for clues, and I said you have to look no further than the White House because he's appointing these terrorists to high security positions in your government. See, the problem is most people in this country don't really want the truth. See, they just want a constant reassurance that what they believe is the truth. That means they hold the truth in unrighteousness. Let me say that again. Most people don't really want the truth. They just want a constant reassurance that what they believe is the truth, all the while knowing that it's a lie. Your enemies know how to tell the truth better than the righteous do, friends, because the righteous are silent when they should protest, right? But as I said, the FBI is looking for clues. Clue defined means a piece of evidence or information used in the detection of a crime or solving a mystery. Again, I'll say it again. Clue defined a piece of evidence or information used in the detection of a crime or solving a mystery. Going back to the shooter in Orlando, did you know that his father was a presidential candidate in Afghanistan? He hosted a pro-Taliban television show, so therefore he supports the Taliban. So therefore, I think the rest of the information should come without surprise. The shooter, a homosexual sodomite and a regular patron to the Pulse nightclub, for those that did not know, was in fact known to the FBI. The FBI agent Ron Hooper said on Sunday afternoon that Mateen had a history with the agency. He had a history with the FBI. And by the way, friends, yesterday I shared the history of the terrorist-appointed Homeland Security advisors by Barack Hussein Obama. They are terrorist-tied friends, just like this individual was. Agents first became aware of Mateen in 2013 after he had made inflammatory statements to co-workers about affiliations with the terror group. Yesterday, friends, we shared those that have been appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. Their inflammatory comments towards we, the people in this country. In 2014, Hooper said the FBI interviewed Mateen again because of a connection to a suicide bomber. But he said contact was minimal and Mateen was released. Whoa, friends. Whoa. Contact with a suicide bomber was not enough to actually throw him out of the country. See, because the real question is, friends, going back to what I talked about during the first segment, it's not gun control. The question is, and here again we have the President of the United States trying to deflect responsibility from the radical Muslims that have been appointed after the crime is committed to blame the innocent in this country. What do? Instead of blaming Islam and the terrorist-tied appointees by Barack Hussein Obama, he points them at the American people, just like he did through Fast and Furious, to blame them and blame the gun as the problem. Wow, that's crazy. And why do they want the gun? Because he's appointing terrorist-tied appointees to governmental positions across the boards so they can make it easy when they plunder your country, friends. This is a fact. This isn't a theory. This isn't even speculation, friends. This is about as simple as it gets. If common sense comes into play, you're getting exactly where I'm going. To a T. The FBI released Mateen after even finding a connection to a suicide bomber. I mean, how many Americans do you know, friends, that hang out with suicide bombers? I don't know of any. I don't know of anybody that sits around and makes bombs and wants to kill as many people as they possibly can. I don't know of any people like that. Yesterday we talked about the number of those found out by the FBI that were going to commit the act of a terroristic act in the United States of America. A good portion of them, friends, the majority of them were all Muslims. But who's appointing them? Barack Hussein Obama is. See, they want to play sleight of hand. They want to get your eye off the ball. And friends, what this all comes down to, again, because I always come back, and you need to understand that, folks, it's your sin finding you out. You do need to understand that. Because you have failed to keep God's commandments, you encourage tyranny. You encourage the crime. I mean, what would you do if you went to a certain setting and a crime was being committed and you seen the police officer, instead of dealing with the criminal, actually encouraging him by doing absolutely nothing about it? What do you think that criminal is going to do? Well, if that police officer is encouraging that criminal to commit all the more of the crimes that he is committing. All the more. Because he doesn't have anything to worry about. See, this is the pass the American people have given this administration. Instead of you being the Holy Ghost police, America, 78% of those that confess their Christianity, you're a bunch of counterfeits, first and foremost. But secondly, what you need to understand is if you are keeping the commandments of the Lord, you wouldn't have to worry about what's going on in your country right now, because your enemy would be afraid of what you would do to him rather than you being afraid of what a criminal enemy is doing to you right now. You have the roles completely backwards. You fear consequence. You fear man, which is a snare, the book of Proverbs tells us. Not God. See, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that great confidence is given to those that fear the Lord. It's filial. They love to please their daddy in all things. Going back to Mateen, who has a long history with the FBI, who is looking for clues as to what's going on in this country. Just before the shooting, Mateen, Hooper said. Beijing declared in a 911 call his allegiance in general to the Islamic State. Folks, you can already see where this is going to. They're blaming Christians for everything. Just like the LGBT, hey folks, Metin was a sodomite who regularly visited that nightclub, the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. He was a sodomite. He was a homosexual. Okay? He killed 50 people and wounded 53 others. Who did the LGBT accuse? The Christian right. You need to understand this is all a setup for the Christian right. Because at length, friends, every time they commit the crimes, they're always there to point the finger at the innocent. The light of the world. The Christians. Not a good place to put yourself. But they do. And interestingly enough, right before the shooting, this Department of Homeland Security operative, interestingly enough, he called 9/11. To show forth his allegiance to the Islamic State. Really? Wow! That's pretty convenient. Isn't it interesting how instead of condemning Islam, they condemn those that had nothing to do with the crimes committed by these Islamists? And then they even take it a step further to blame the gun. Yet if there had been somebody in that club that day with a gun, guess what? Metin would have met his maker real quick. Now he's in hell where he belongs. But again, friends, the FBI is looking for clues. Just picking it up, friends, as to where we left it off yesterday. Did you say the Homeland Security? Yeah, he worked, Metin worked for the Department of Homeland Security. And yesterday I shared with you Arif Alakhan, Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for the United States Department of Homeland Security, a Barack Hussein appointee. Barack Hussein Obama is his Muslim name. His name is Barry Satoru, for those that did not know. And if you didn't know, you're probably confused because the man has 47 different Social Security numbers. Yeah, we get that. Nobody knows a thing about this criminal, this foreign criminal in the White House. Mohammed El Abayari, Homeland Security Advisor. He's another Barack Hussein Obama appointee. Folks with terrorist ties, just like the first one. Salim Mariotti, Obama Advisor and founder of the Muslim Public Affairs Council and its current Executive Director. A sympathizer with Hamas and Hezbollah. Another terrorist-tied appointee to Homeland Security. Imam Mohammed Majid, however you want to say his name. Obama's Sharia czar from the Islamic Society of North America. Tied to terrorists as well. Another Barack Hussein Obama appointee. But the American people are still trying to figure out, just like the FBI, they're trying to figure out, where did this come from? How did this possibly happen? We have eyes, but we see not, but what we want to see. And we have ears to hear, but we hear what we want to hear, but we don't hear what we ought to hear to our own demise. Okay, I see how that works.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I've been talking about Barack Hussein Obama's, the man in the White House, friends. The FBI is looking for clues as to what took place with Mateel, the sodomite who killed 50 people and wounded 53 others. Was also a known terrorist-tied individual who was an employee of the Department of Homeland Security. And I'm highlighting right now the appointees of Barack Hussein Obama with these terrorist-tied appointees to the Homeland Security, folks. You're being lied to. The opposite is true here, America. Let me go back to some of these names here. Eboo Patel. Folks, Eboo, it's E-B-O-O, Patel. Advisor Council on Faith, folks, listen, on faith-based neighborhood partnerships. He has ties with Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, Rashid Khalidi, Muma Abu Jamal, and Imam Fizel Abdul Rauf. Folks, I mean, in this individual, he thinks that Van Jones, he sees him as an American patriot, a faith hero, and one of the true giants of history. See, folks, so you see the system in which they all operate is demonic, it's satanic, because they all agree. It doesn't matter if they're foreigners, if they hate America, they're all in this together. It doesn't matter if they're communists. It doesn't, hey, folks, it doesn't matter if they're homosexuals, if it doesn't matter if they're atheists. It doesn't matter who they are. They're all in it together because they all have the same father. They hate the light. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and what they want to do is they, like Cain, want to wipe out Abel. Not for righteousness. No, of course not. They hate the light. They hate the truth. They don't like being uncovered, folks, and what they're trying to do is blanket America with the lie, and they want you to submit yourself to it. That's why we're talking about right now the FBI asking for clues. Did you listen to the information that I've given over to you, folks, over the last first and second segments? And you actually believe the FBI didn't have some sort of information or clues as to what was going on here? That's all they have to do is look to the White House, who's doing the appointing of these terrorist-tied individuals to high-security positions in your country. It's that simple. But again, day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, the American people put their ears up to the speaker of either the radio or the television to see what the President of the United States has to say. Again, keep in mind, the one who appoints these terrorists and then deflects responsibility from the guilty after the crimes are committed, only to blame innocent Americans by attempting to set the narrative. Again, read Leviticus 26:17. And notice, after each atrocity, namely murder with a gun, the people hope to believe that what he says will actually be the truth, when in fact the American people have yet come to the realization that there is no truth in this man or his administration to those that do his biddings. Furthermore, he is benefiting every group that means to destroy America. Read John 8:44. And isn't it interesting, friends, that every single time, without fail, there's a call for some form of disarmament or stripping of the rights of not the law breaker, but the law abider, to make a way for the criminals. Now, going back to the first segment, doing a big loop around here, friends, coming back. Another appointee, Jay Johnson, Homeland Security Chief Secretary, said that he was appointed to be the voice to the plight of the Muslims, now sees all Americans, like I said to you yesterday, which is brand new news today, as the threat. You're the problem, America. You're the problem. And let me go back to this. 318 million people allow less than 1.7% of the population to destroy your country, your blood-bought country. You're flushing down the toilet what Father God, through Jesus Christ, has bestowed upon us. God has shed His grace upon us. You are flushing down the toilet to your own demise, America, every one of your family members that fought, bled, and died, and has given unto us the gift of freedom. You are allowing the enemy to do what he does. And just like I said last week, your enemy wants you do nothings to know he really appreciates what you don't do. They love the fact that you sit around and turn on the television and act as if what's going on in America is happening in a third world country. They love the fact that you accept the dangerous ideologies in which your family members, namely the veterans, fought, bled, and died fighting against. They love the fact that you're allowing this administration to desecrate everything they gave unto you. They love it. They love it. Hey, America, why don't you honor and respect the office of the President of the United States of America and read Article 2, Section 4, and indict and charge these criminals for what they're doing to you and your posterity. But no, can't do that. We're going to let them take it a step further, friends. We're going to let the sympathizer of these terrorists that have been appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, we're going to go ahead and just go along to get along, and we're not going to act like Jay Johnson isn't appointed to destroy America too. We're just going to act like he's really there for our good, just like you've accepted for 7 3/4 years that the President of the United States is really there for your good, but you fail to remember, folks, that he's the one that doesn't know how to tell you the truth. You fail to remember that he advocates everything God condemns. You fail to remember that this is the man that in 142 days of his mysterious incumbency in none other than Chicago as a senator there, voted 242 times to make sure black and Hispanic babies were murdered in the womb. And that wasn't good enough, but he had to have another doctor in there to make sure that if the babies got out, well, we have to have another doctor in there to snuff them out just in case, because it's all about population control and we need to get rid of Americans. And America didn't put two and two together. And yet now Americans are allowing, just like I told you yesterday, now they're going to come after your guns. And guess what they're doing, friends? Oh, well, Bradley, that was predictable. Was it predictable 12, 13, 14 years ago when I told you they were going to do this? with the predictable friends that they were going to have some terrorist-tied Homeland Security operative inside of a club with a gun to shoot down 50 people like I was telling you 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 weeks ago? Literally? Did you hear about the gun? Did you hear about the AK-47 that killed 50 people? See, we need to open up our ears and we need to realize that God is faithful unto a disobedient nation. He remains faithful while you're faithless, and He's still warning the people. You want to talk about a merciful God? There you have one right now. Hey folks, you want to know who the bad guys are? I just told you exactly who they were over the last 2 days. They're Barack Hussein Obama's terrorist-tied appointees to high security governmental positions in your country. Now you have the head cheese. Folks, by the way, Homeland Security, the TSA, and many of these bureaucracies are a pretended authority. They have no constitutional authority whatsoever. But if you didn't know that, it doesn't matter. They're only doing what you're allowing them to get away with once again, right? Oh, that Bradley Dean, I just can't stand him. Why can't you stand me? What is it that you don't like? That I'm trying to give you the light that you need so you don't end up in a dark corner? What is it that you don't like? What is it that you don't want to hear? You don't want to hear the truth because you don't want to take responsibility. That's the problem, America. You don't want to take responsibility because if you did, you wouldn't have tolerated this for 1 minute. As to what's going on in your country right now. But I'll tell you what, the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. By the way, read Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. It highlights treason, friends, because it's nothing short of treason. What's going on in your country? This is called treason. This is called treason. This is called treason. No country on this globe would tolerate what you've tolerated thus far, friends. No country. You should be proud of yourselves. You really should. Hey, folks, guns aren't the problem. Islam is the problem. Barack Hussein Obama is the problem, and it goes back to you. You're the problem for tolerating the threat. By compromising the threat. You're the problem. It's your sin. As I said to you before, and I say it again, God's going to get your attention one way or another. So finally, them that are in the FBI that expect Americans to play the fool to their headlines as if they needed some clues. Hey, folks, it reminds me of the man that was walking around his house and he said, honey, do you know where my glasses are? Man, I've been looking for 45 minutes. I don't know where my glasses are. And the wife looks at the man and says, honey, they're hanging on the end of your nose. Hey, FBI, the clues are hanging on the end of your nose. Just go ahead and look to the White House. And you all the well know what I'm telling you is true. So therefore, them that are in the FBI that expect Americans to play the fool to their headlines and set narratives, you needn't look no further to the People's White House, and the crimes will be solved. But of course, America, you already knew that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, DHS secretary sees all Americans as a threat. Not the Islamic appointees with terrorist ties appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. No. Folks, this, again, I'm not going to play stupid with some of you people out there that don't want to hear the truth. Because that's really what it comes down to. You're dull and you're insensible. You could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. And if you're a part of the problem, I feel sorry for you. I really do. You deserve what you have coming, America. And don't think that's too far from Scripture neither, friends, because it is. Prepare to meet your God. Just read the whole book of Amos last night. Prepare to meet your God. This is what I'm going to do to these people because they have forsaken. This is what I'm going to do to these people because they have transgressed over and over and over again. Tell them to prepare to meet their God. Prepare to meet your God. And I want to go back to this because this is coming back to my memory, my remembrance right now. Folks, you do realize that many of these foreign countries hate your guts because of what you have allowed politicians to do to their respective countries without warrant. You do realize that, right? I just wanted to make sure you understood that all responsibility comes right back to you. And if you forgot about that, I'm here to faithfully remind you of that. America, repent. Repent.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, folks, isn't it interesting, too, all these individuals that have been appointed, they're all Muslims, Islamists. Ayan Hirsi Ali said, it's a woman that came from these countries, friends, warning the American people. She said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. That's why they're doing this globally, friends, because they know it's a bunch of hooey, but it's a tool, it's a political battering ram. It's there to suppress. It's there to take control of through any means necessary. And I want to remind you of what Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper said. He said, if violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. You are the intended victim, America. The felon, those that are trying to brainwash you, those that have been highlighting over the last 2 days, they are the criminals, friends. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury because they're all in it together. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. You know, the Bible says those that are called by the name of the Lord, the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. You know, it was interesting, too, the God of Jacob and the terror of the God of Jacob fell upon the cities of his enemies. Isn't that interesting? Or he'll give nightmares to those that dare touch the likes of Abraham and Sarai. You know, and it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation to those that trouble the righteous. Hey, friends, there's a righteous recompense. You know, either we fear God or we fear the consequences of what we're tolerating. You're dealing and you're submitting to dangerous people through apathy and tolerance, let me tell you. Furthermore, tell me if this sounds familiar. Deuteronomy 28:36. The Lord shall bring thee and your representative, who's supposed to be your representative. You can call him your king because you, America, tolerate him as if he is what he wants you to believe he is. And thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. Yeah, it sounds all too familiar, doesn't it? It also tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, part of the perfect judgment, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come very low. Okay? He also tells us in the book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 49, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, as a swift as the eagle, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Does that sound familiar? It also tells us in verse 52, chapter 28, under perfect judgment, and he shall besiege thee, a slow takeover. Within thee, in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down. What has Barack Hussein Obama been doing, friends? Suing governors, okay, that are upholding immigration laws, wherein thou trustest throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee in all of thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Okay? And then it goes on, and it starts to talk about things I don't even want to talk about. But folks, if you think that this is some game, I want you to understand it's not a game. And nor does your enemy look at it as if it's a game. I can tell you that America, your enemy is laughing at you every step of the way for the lies that you believe. And if you say you don't believe them, then why do you tolerate them? That shows you what you believe, and it shows you as well what your heart is attached to and what you serve as well. So, folks, you're in trouble. You are definitely in trouble. Either you're going to begin to resist, and you are going to begin to act as American patriots and begin to deal with them that are violating constitutional law at every step. As I said during the last segment, the Department of Homeland Security is a pretended authority. The TSA is a pretended authority. Folks, the Patriot Act, it's unconstitutional. There, it's null and void. Anything that they've established is only there as a pretended authority. But if you believe it, guess what? Then they are your authority. And look what they're doing to you by design, America, as they laugh at you on a daily basis. Now listen, I'm not doing this because I hate you. I'm telling you this because I know it's true. And why is that? Because I know God is true. And he's faithful. And he's merciful to a nation that doesn't deserve it. But I want to tell you, folks, you've already crossed the line after 1973. So it's not like you can still right the wrongs. Yes, right the wrongs. I'm not saying don't do that. Right now is the right time to do the right thing. Yes, right now. Right the wrongs. Yeah, you still have the freedom to do that. But I do want you to understand that what you've allowed in this country, you crossed the line in 1973 when you let the government begin to sanction murder. And then going to that which preceded that, when you allowed them to tear down God's moral law in 1962, when you stood back and allowed a couple black-robed terrorists in the Supreme Court, instead of dealing with them, Article 3, Section 1, you've been told by the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians that there's nothing you can do about them. Oh yeah, friends, they're impeachable just like everybody else that serves we the people. You've already crossed the line, America. You're going to reap this, and you are reaping this. And things are not going to get better. And I'll tell you what, yes, God is a merciful God, but you're going to find mercy only when you repent before a just and a holy God. Not repent because you're in a bad situation. No, repent before God because you violated his moral law. So he can demonstrate, which he did over 2,000 years ago, his great love for you through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary, Golgotha, over 2,000 years ago. When Jesus bled the battlefield of Calvary red with his blood to be a propitiation for all of our sins. That's why we put our faith in him. That's why we study the Word. Folks, he's faithful, but again, we have to take him for his word, not how we want him to be. We don't want to create a figment of who he is in our imaginations. No, we want to know who he is for what he says. And folks, I want to tell you something, and I've said this before, but again, I want to say it again. How many people that I know that think they're heaven bound, and scripturally they are further from the truth than any man can be. And it doesn't take much, by the way. If you want to send a message or a signal to a satellite, that link from Earth to space has to be absolutely perfect. If it's off even a thousandth of an inch, friends, you're not going to receive that message. So it is with the things of God. He said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Well, what is grace for? Wait a second. The law detects, grace conquers. Are you conquering or are you succumbing? There's your answer. But how many people that I know of that they think because they've been taught a false grace that they're heaven bound? And I want to tell you something, friends. They act accordingly. They don't seek perfection. They don't understand the warfare that comes with the Christian walk. No, they don't understand through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. No, they don't understand what it's like to be persecuted. No, persecution to them, friends, is just knocking them out of joint just a little bit concerning their flow in their lives, not the Lord's life, right? Remember when Peter was going to, after Jesus was resurrected in the book of John, chapter 21? And Peter kept saying to Jesus, Jesus kept saying to Peter, forgive me. He said, do you love me? And he said, yeah. Peter said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, Jesus did. Feed my lambs. Go out there and seek and save that which is lost. This is my heart, right? And Jesus said to him again, do you love me? And Peter said to him, yes. He said, feed my sheep. And all the while understanding that the heart of the Lord is to go to the highways and to the byways. Right? And then the third time, Jesus said to him again, do you love me, Peter? Peter, getting frustrated at this point in John 21, said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, feed my lambs. Understanding that we are to ask for the heathen as thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth as ours. Folks, understanding also what Jesus said to Peter next. He said, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But now when you're old, another's going to gird you and take you where you don't want to go. Hey, folks, if you're doing what you want to do, rest assured it's not the Spirit of God. Unless your will is aligned with the heart of God, then you know you're running the same channels. That's a good place to be. But also remember, let me put the cross right in the center of all this, friends. To he who tries to save his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake, he will find it. And I want to tell you this. He understands, like Paul, what it means to die daily. He understands what it means to study and show yourself approved unto God. And I don't care how much of the word you know, you need to keep in mind God speaks to the heart, not the head. And the Bible tells us in the book of Corinthians that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Is the Spirit of truth bearing witness to your lifestyle in Christ? Does he approve or disapprove of the things that you do? Because the word says that the Lord said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. What comes out of your mouth? Is it the gospel of Jesus Christ? Or is it your own carnal gossip? And I'll tell you what, it doesn't go over very well with the lukewarm professed Christians. I just had an incident this morning with an individual. He told him a little bit of truth, and I'll tell you what, it bent him out of shape. And I don't care because I'm not moving. This is what the word says. I don't care. Well, Bradley, that's how you interpret it. No, it's not an interpretation, friends. We're not going to deconstruct through deconstructionism of the word of God. It says what it says, and a little child will tell you what it means. If you have a hard time interpreting the word, go ask a little five-year-old to read it for you. He can get it. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.